Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Day-Day was just talking about how good this defense is, at least through two games. We are already plus three and one of the top teams in takeaways already.
How about that?
For the NFL.
Never happens, Russ.
No, man. Like, this is what's great. Sacks, interceptions, overall turnovers, plus minus. All right, for those of you who don't know, it's a stat. Here we go, Mike, again, these stats. Mm-hmm. Our eyes tell us when our defense is really good. We're taking the ball away.
Right.
But plus minus is basically as the season moves through, as you go through a full season, whether you're getting takeaways or you're giving the ball away. And usually, if you are plus, you're one of the better defenses, especially as we move through the season. And right now, we're in a position where this is probably one of the best starts we've had in a very long time when you talk about that plus minus thing.
So. Hey, man, as we said, you know, the year the Saints won the Super Bowl, it wasn't a great defense, but they were so, like, turnover happy. You know, the year they went and beat Peyton Manning and the Colts that year, they were all about turnovers. I think this year we get a combination of sacks, the turnovers, the whole shebang. Carl, we joked around all offseason, strip sacks.
That's right.
You know, and now all of a sudden, like, wow. Falcon fans, strip, I mean, like sack. I said, 17 was the last time we had a defense that you were really excited about. Man, this things come together. We fix this red zone thing. Mm. It's only week three. Fix this red zone thing, man. I'm really on board with this, Joe.
By the way, we got a strip sack against McCarthy. We got one.
Yep. Jalen Walker threw him around like a rag doll.
We need more of this.
As Day-Day says, knockout boys. Yeah. Knock two dudes out for next week.
Oh, we need more of it. That's what I'm talking about. Does it seem we're bringing this to life?
We're going to bring Bryce Young's head back in a Bojangles box. Yes.
All of that we're bringing to life.
Right.
Billy Bowen.
Think
about it. This was in the summer. This was early summer. You were like, what do we need? I said, I'll tell you what we need. This is coming to life.
It's almost like
picking it up. The house.
It's like we're around. What do we need? Strip sack. When do we need it? Now.
Day-Day, man, what is going on today? How you doing?
Hey, man, happy Thursday to everybody out
strip
there,
sack.
Man. All right, real quick, Atlanta Dream, man, they are in action tonight. Unfortunately, they didn't get it done on Tuesday.
Come on, Dream.
And allowed Indiana Fever to force a decisive game three that is tonight here in Atlanta down there in College Park. Winner moves on.
How'd they get beat by Indiana without all the guys that are missing? They got Caitlin Clark's out. And who's the sexy blonde?
Sophie.
Yes. Cunningham.
Sophie.
Yes. Cunningham, right?
Yeah, yes. Well, they still have Aaliyah Boston.
Wait a minute.
They still have Aaliyah Boston.
I'll have to check her out.
Wait a minute.
I mean, you're talking about sexy or scorched?
Why did you say that when we were talking about Sophie?
Oh, because I dig her, man. I dig the vibe.
It was very provocative.
Sexy. Well, it's like you going, we're going to eat.
Okay, quiet.
I mean, people watch for Caitlin. I watch for Sophie.
Yeah, no.
You know, I do watch.
I don't disagree with that.
Oh, but anyway.
Not sex, sacks.
Let's see if Atlanta Dream can get it done tonight and move on. Did you guys hear or are you even paying attention to the fact that Molly Quorum announced she was leaving First Take?
Did you say Molly?
Speaking of zesty, that's the only. When I'm at the gym, that is the best way to watch. Is that First Take?
It is.
That's the best way to watch it with music in your headphones at the gym.
Mute.
You're not hearing Stephen A. speak. You're just looking at her, and she's beautiful and smart and sexy. That is the best way to watch that show with music in your ears and just looking at her.
Well, it's funny you say that. Now, I know she announced that her departure would be at the end of the year. However, I don't know if this was tied to the announcement because apparently the announcement came out, leaked out before she was planning to actually put it out there.
And
anyway,
then Stephen A. goes and speaks like she's dead.
Right.
That was a bit much.
Then this morning I'm watching and she's not there.
Right.
And so whatever's going on, whatever, fine. But I just, to your point, Mike, I'm watching this morning and it's just, it just didn't have the fizzle, man. And it's not
because Molly wasn't there.
Because Molly wasn't there.
Right.
Seriously. Like, it just didn't come off the same. And I'm wondering, will her departure kind of, will this show start to see a dip?
Well,
because she was kind of the
glue.
Yeah.
She's the glue. Look, I don't know. I mean, let Steve. I just told Mike this, and I saw this. Stephen A., for those who don't know, now apparently he's going to be on the Monday night primetime countdown show. Not every
They're
game.
Even throwing, like, trial balloons about him taking over doing a late night for Kimmel now that Kimmel's on suspension.
Good luck with that. I don't know if, you know, like, his overwhelming amount of duties that he's required, if it's – I don't know how that's going to affect the show, but Molly was – she was perfect in the role that she played. Mm. And to your point, it's like your favorite shows, man. One character gets killed off, and this show ain't the same. Like, you're like, I don't know if I like this show as much as I once did.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see if it takes a hit. But she was great. What is she doing? Do we know what she's doing
now? She hasn't made any type of announcement as far as what's going to be happening with her once she departs. But, you know, I'm pretty sure whatever it is, if it's media-based, I'm sure she'll do well.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, please. No doubt. Get back on TV. Soon.
All right. So this weekend.
Facts.
Not quite as exciting a lineup of college football on TV, but still some intriguing matchups. Now, one of those is Michigan taking on Nebraska. And according to CBS Sports, this is the Big Ten's most star-studded QB showdown this decade.
What? You mean the man who turned his back on the Georgia Bulldogs?
Yeah, based on the fact.
Both of them, Fernando Mendoza, turned down Georgia, too.
Yeah, right. Based on the fact that Bryce Underwood. Bryce Underwood, he was number one overall last year.
Yeah.
And then Dylan was number two QB in 2024. I don't know. Am I tripping? Am I missing something? Because this matchup does not. Yes. Like, Bryce was, I'm sorry, he was underwhelming in, what was it, week one?
Right.
And I'll be honest, I haven't watched anything of Nebraska.
The biggest thing is him getting in a fight with Justice Haynes on the sideline.
Right. Exactly.
Arguing with his own dude.
So,
he looked both electric and over his head in the same game.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Look, it's not the SEC. Okay? I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, I know Big Ten fans are going to get upset,
right.
But it's not the SEC. And if you're trying to sell me on this being the most electric Joe Testator, the most electric quarterback matchup, didn't we just see that?
Mm-hmm.
It's called Tennessee and Georgia. We just saw that.
Right.
I mean, like, I don't know.
You guys weren't five stars either.
Yeah, this is not going to be that electric.
I don't know.
You might get more electricity in the Auburn-Oklahoma game.
Right.
Honestly, you might.
It's not the SEC. Sorry. It's just not.
What time is that game on, by the way, Danny?
Is that the 3:30? That might be one of the 3:30.
No, it is. It's the CBS, right? It's the CBS 3:30 game.
Yeah.
So Ness will have the call then, right?
Yeah. Sorry, Ness. I know. We know. We wish you were back on SEC.
We miss you, Ness.
Oh, man, do we? But no, Data, you're not tripping. That's what it is. The quarterbacks in the Big Ten are not as compelling.
Yeah. I thought it was. I read that this morning, and I'm going through the whole article, and I'm like, yeah, really? Like,
Well, you also get in there. Like, you know, we don't talk about Illinois much. They did smoke Duke, and say what you want, man. That's a decent program.
Well, no doubt. No.
You know, and
they're like, going to knock Indiana out of the top 25.
Brent Bielema is, you know, I mean, I've always gotten a kick out of him. I know he rubs some people the wrong way. You know, he always kind of has something to say about everything.
Everything.
Just like Kurt Cignetti, the big mouth who was talking jive about SEC schedule. Meanwhile, this guy's schedule, I think I heard something from, I think Rusty Manziel said it. I forget who he was talking about. But, like, I mean, you got high school teams got tougher schedule. Buford might have played a tougher schedule than what Indiana's playing. So I can't. This is one where I want to see the Illini just stomp the Hoosiers.
By the way, who's favorite in that game? Do we know? Is it Michigan, Nebraska?
The favorite in that one is Michigan -1.5.
Okay.
It's a quarterback showdown.
Raiola.
I might ride.
And the whole thing with him, the fascination with the Patrick Mahomes thing is a bit much too.
Well, yeah, but I know if you've watched him, I know some of you have, maybe you haven't. He hasn't been great.
No.
Like, seriously. I mean, he's just not been like, oh, my God, I got to watch this kid.
And Matt Rule's a pretty good offensive coach.
No, it's just the sizzle's not there, Mike.
Yeah.
That's what's it's missing. I'm not saying the kid can't play quarterback, but I just all the hype and sizzle surrounding it. Nah.
It doesn't. Yeah, I'm with you.
It's not there.
I thought, so, okay, I just was making sure I wasn't the only
one. So you guys aren't feeling Kent State at Florida State?
Are you going?
I got the tickets. I got it.
You going as well.
It's a freaking beautiful weekend. I'll leave at halftime. I'll go to Madison Social, get smashed. I got a hotel room.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
Billy Napier, Mike McDaniel. All right. Who finds themselves out of the state of Florida first?
Mm.
Obviously, Dolphins in danger of falling to 0-3 tonight when they take on the Bills. Florida could fall to 1-3 Saturday when they take on Miami.
I think that's a push. I think Napier's probably a slightly thinner ice than because you don't know with Ross. You got to put a mirror under the Dolphins' owner to see if he's breathing. But I wonder where they are with everything that's been written in South Florida and all thing on talk radio. They're killing him for good reason. The culture down there. I think Ryan was it yesterday. Called Ryan Clark and ESPN was saying the players aren't buying in. They've quit on this guy.
Mm.
We'll see. And the Florida thing is hell. He had to suspend one of his coaches for being undisciplined for the melee before the LSU game. He's got a bunch of knuckleheads aren't playing well. You got Lagway's not getting coached up. Lagway's making like total true freshman mistakes. So I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah.
Scott Strickland's the AD. He stuck with Billy Napier last year, right? When he could have probably fired him. And then they go on that great run at the end of the season. But how much patience does Scott Strickland have now? And that's really what this comes down to.
Yeah.
Because if they go to 1-3, The people who thought he should have been fired last year are going to be right back in his office going, you should have done this last year. We're wasting time. Right. So I'm going to go with, though, I will tell you, because tonight is a big night. I think if the Dolphins don't show up and get humiliated, and Buffalo's offense has the potential to humiliate you.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if they put up, let's just say 40, spreads double digits, Mike said. I think McDaniel's on his way out. I just I feel like there is no reason to believe that he has the focus of his football team, and it's not going to get any better. Now you're 0-3 if you're the Dolphins. You just got humiliated on Thursday Night Football. I think he could easily be fired by Friday morning. I said that to you guys earlier today. So I'm going to go Mike McDaniel before I go Billy Napier, but I think Scott Strickland has a really big decision in front of him if they fall to 1-3.
All right. Speaking of another Mike, let's say Mike McDaniel is out.
Coach Bruh.
Mike McCarthy as the Dolphins' next head
Who?
Coach. Mike McCarthy as the Dolphins' next
Can you
next
put
head
it in
coach.
My contract to get free Joe Stonecrab?
Yay or nay? Would you like that move?
Really?
McCarthy said, I believe he said, Carl, I'm very interested. And now, are you going to finish that? I know fat guy jokes, but no, I mean, he's going to take you to a certain level. There's a ceiling with McCarthy, but he's going to be more effective than Mike McDaniel.
No doubt. I mean, do I feel more comfortable probably with him? Yes. Would Tua be better? I don't know. Maybe. That's interesting. I forgot he was out there. Let me ask you guys something. You mean the Dolphins aren't going to go get Bill Belichick?
No.
Huh?
No.
Wait a minute. He's the NFL's best coach.
I bet his girlfriend would love South Beach.
Okay, here you go.
That would be the end of that relationship.
I only bring that up to say, if these jobs start opening up, didn't you tell me he's got an out in his contract or something like that?
Yeah, but it's already kicked in. I believe. Let me read up on that because it was very quick into the contract.
Okay,
it's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
I'm looking at it right now. Let me proofread. No, buyout clause. It drops from $10 million to $1 million. Already did on June 1st.
Not talking about this.
Nobody's going to come get Belichick? I'm just asking.
You got to pay. He only owes UNC $1 million if he chooses to leave after June 1st, which is come and gone.
Okay.
Not talking about this.
Guys.
Very inexpensive.
Come on.
He could quit on North Carolina
for $1 million.
You take Bill Belichick, though?
No, I wouldn't.
I mean, what, if I was the Dolphins, I don't know.
Not talking about this.
But if Belichick.
Is his son Mullethead going to coach the defense?
Well, he's probably coming with him. But if Belichick is all of that for everybody out there who told Mike and I, oh, yeah, Belichick. Well, somebody, when these jobs start opening up, should go get him if it's only $1 million to get him out of his deal.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
It's very interesting. Look, I just don't know what – I still don't know what the motivation for North Carolina is other than keep his brand out there.
Yeah.
So you're going to be 76, you know, sign a three-year deal in the NFL, and he wants to be all-time winner so bad.
Yep.
And I don't know if the Dolphins want to contribute to that. You'd be surpassing Don Shula. Not that it matters.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Ross, that's, no, true. That's true.
Hello, everyone. Yeah. Surprised to see me here.
All right, before I go, guys, got to give a shout out to the West Forsyth Wolverines football team and the Denmark Danes. I'm actually going to their game tonight.
Yeah.
Region matchup.
Forsyth's what, 6.5?
Stop it. They're both 1-0 in region play, so somebody suffer their first region loss. But I want to give them a shout out. That's where I'll be tonight, and that's what's on my mind.
Good stuff, man. The transfer portal is paying dividends for the Dogs. We are going to get into that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.